Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I want to dive into sort of what happens next, really, from a point of view. Because obviously right now we're very down on ourselves. We're gutted about it. We can't quite fathom how we conspired not to win that game of football. It felt like it was there for the taking at many points during it. But listen, international break now, a little bit of a, I think it's come at a good time, actually, to be honest with you. A little bit of a wipe the slate clean. But what it can't do, this defeat now, and it'll hurt like hell. The fans are in the stadium, it'll hurt for the players, of course, who will certainly, like, say at Old Trafford, and they're jubilant, they're bouncing, we're never going to hear the end of it for the next few days at least. But it just can't derail us. This can't define what happens between now and the end of the season, basically.
No, it can't, and I don't think it will either, Dan, to be honest with you. I think Jürgen's going to have to use this as a teaching opportunity. The lads are going to have to remember this feeling and be surprised if Jürgen doesn't say that to them. Mm. You know, remember what it felt like. I mean, I've got that image of McAllister just sort of hunched down at the end of the game. And, you know, remember what it felt like to lift that Carabao Cup, and what do you want to feel like come the end of the season in May? Do you want to have the feelings of winning the Carabao Cup? What that meant to you, or do you want to sit there wondering what could have been and perhaps should have been? So I think Jürgen will obviously lean into that and use it to fire them a little bit and just fan the flames. And, you know, just remember that, like, I think he'll be putting an arm around them now as well, because I think they might need that, because it's easy to sit here and say, like, Liverpool weren't good enough and all that type of stuff. And while correct, Let's not forget what these lads have done for us so far this season, and what they did for us tonight as well, or this afternoon. Because, Dan, 120 minutes is tough, and 120 minutes when you're fighting, you know, another side and a stadium and everything else that you've, and fatigue, which is a huge part of football at this top level nowadays as well. We can't let it define our season, and I don't think it will define our season.
No, I agree with you, mate. Yeah, and again, there's no signs within this group, within this collective, that will be the case either, because you're right. You know, in the face of adversity, countless times already this season, we've managed to grow off the back of it and actually come back even stronger, and I've got no doubts that we'll do that once again. I think it might help to galvanise us a little bit, as you were referring to there. And you're right, you know, when you look at this game on its own, you think, okay, well, how have we not won it? You should have put it to bed. You know, we've only really got ourselves to blame for not doing so. But I think you just touched on it there. Like, what we've done this season as a whole has been absolutely remarkable at times. There's no two ways about that. But if you can even sort of break that down even further and say these past 5-6 weeks, when it has been adversity of the most extreme kind, because we've had key players missing time and time again, we've been absolutely threadbare at times with what we've had available on the bench, even on the pitch at times as well. The way these youngsters have stepped up and absolutely still to be counted, they've absolutely, you know, defied logic at times this season. There's no two ways about that. And I think this maybe it was a game too far for some of them. Who knows? I'm not quite sure. But again, I think in terms of what happened next on the back of the international break, there is the most positive spin on this. And it's kind of the way I'm looking at it now, is it can actually help us. It can actually be used as a positive and used as the energy, as you say, to go, remember how bad that felt. Remember how gutted you were at the end of the 120 minutes at Old Trafford. Harness that and make it push you on, make it make you better for the second half of the business end of the season we're in now. Because, again, I come back to it, it's an absolute sickener. But this doesn't feel like a group. Certainly not under Jurgen Klopp, and obviously we know what's going on around Jurgen Klopp, the backstory there. Doesn't feel like a set of lads that are going to be down upon themselves and sort of hold the bad memories of what's just happened. They're going to erase them pretty quickly and come back and fight for everything even harder than they were anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they will do, to be honest with you. The only thing I disagree with there is I don't actually think it was a game too far for us. What I will say though, and where you're right, is I think it was 30 minutes too far for us.
Yeah.
And that was, we should have had that tie wrapped up, unfortunately. You know, did they score in the 87th minute through Anthony or whatever? Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, for once, the substitutions didn't really work out for us. In this one, and that is because of how many games we've played over the last few weeks and stuff. But just talking about it again, and what this will mean now is we've got Manchester United again in a few weeks.
Yes.
And that game is going to be pivotal to what happens in the Premier League this season, and that is going to be fuel for that game.
Yeah.
100%, because we should have battered them there. We really should have. They were there for the taking and we just didn't get the job finished, unfortunately. Mm. So they'll be tired, there'll be disappointments of course in the dressing room, but Jürgen, Pep Linders, all the other coaches, they'll be putting their arms around these players and go, right, you can still achieve great things. It was a blip in the road, it wasn't the end of the road, might have been for this competition, but no, we can't define our season.
No, 100% no, and you're right. And again, I come back to it, like, in terms of the people we've got at the top of the tree, your Van Dijk's, Jurgen Klopp's, as you say there, we've got the perfect people in place to do that. And they should be immensely proud of what they've done over the past few weeks. Some of these lads in particular, don't get me wrong, there's some experience within that, and there's some senior statesmen who will just be gutted. But I reckon the youngsters and the lads who've stepped up to the mark in recent weeks just should be immensely proud of what they've done. And yeah, I think you're right in terms of the game back at Old Trafford, the learnings we'll take from this, and that revenge we must now seek for that game is massive, 100%.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.